If it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
10:45.
Okay, you wouldn't say quarter, would you say quarter till?
I would until I got a digital watch.
Now you say 10:45. The digital watch says 10:45. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
Okay. You might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
The child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
1 year ago.
Okay. You look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
On a day when the sun is shining and there are no clouds in the sky, what kind of day do you say that is?
Bright, sunny day.
Okay. What's the opposite kind of day when it's overcast?
Dark and gloomy day.
If it's been fair and then the clouds come out and you expect rain or snow in a little while, you say the weather is?
Weather is looking bad.
Okay. If it's been cloudy and the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say the weather is what?
Weather's broken up. I don't know.
Okay, broken up. Okay. What do you call a heavy rain that lasts only a little while?
A shower.
Okay. You have any distinction? You just call it a shower? What'd you say? A heavy rain lasts only a little while?
It's just a shower.
Okay. What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning with it?
Thunderstorm.
Would you ever call it an electrical storm?
No.
Okay. If the wind was high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
howls.
Okay. And would you say, what if it is, what does the wind do? Does it howl? It's just blowing normally. What does it do?
Just blows.
Okay. So yesterday you'd say it.
The wind blew.
And then tomorrow it will.
Blow.
And it has.
Blown.
Okay. If the wind is coming from the direction like fluid is in, what direction is it coming in?
It's from the south.
Okay. Okay. If it's raining but not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, what do you call that kind of rain?
Drifting.
Okay. Would you ever say drizzle?
Yes.
Okay. What would you say more? Would you say misting or drizzle or
sprinkle
or what would be the word?
I think this time of year I'd probably say misting because it's kind of cold, but
okay.
It does it for quite a while, but it's drizzling at a slow pace.
Okay. What do you call the heavy white mist that comes out of the river?
Out of the river?
Mm-hmm. Or, let's say, another way of asking. When you get up in the morning and, you know, you can't see.
Okay, I call it haze or fog.
Okay, what do you call it when it doesn't rain for a long time?
A drought.
Okay. What if the wind's been very gentle and it's starting to get stronger? What do you call that?
Gusty.
Okay, wind's gusting then. What if just the opposite happens when you say the wind's been strong and
it's calmed down?
Okay, what if, on a morning in the fall when you push it outdoors, you find it's cold, but it's not real cold. It's kind of, you know, not disagreeably cold. Kind of feels good. You expect brisk, kind of invigorating. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a what?
Frost.
Okay. It was so cold last night that the lake did what?
It froze.
Okay. And it has?
Frozen.
And it will?
Freeze.
Okay. What do you call the room where guests are entertained in the house, usually?
Usually we call it the living room.
Okay. Would you ever call it sitting room or have any other names for it?
No. Okay. Living room or den.
How high are the ceilings in the house, in your house that you drew?
Just typical ceiling, probably 8 foot or 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a fireplace on here?
Yeah, we have an artificial fireplace.
You got an artificial fireplace?
That's correct.
What do you call the, what the smoke goes up through?
The chimney.
Okay, and what do you call that open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
And what do you call the things you lay the wood across, those metal things you lay the wood across in front of the fireplace? Do you have a name?
I don't know.
Do you have a name? Have you ever heard of them called andine?
Yeah, andine.
Or dog iron? Have you ever heard of dog iron?
No.
Andine. Okay, what, up above the fireplace, no, what do you call that?
The mantle.
Okay. And what's the big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace?
A log.
Okay, do you ever call it anything left log, back log? You ever heard that?
No.
What do you call the kind of wood that you use to start a fire with?
Kindling.